Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shavuos, and even though Maseches Shavuos is all about Shavuos, not the Yontif, but oaths, swears, things like that, we are now going to take a little bit of a turn, and we're going to talk about the karbanos that one brings for Tumas Mikdash Ukedashav, that if a person goes into the Beis Hamikdash while in a state of Tumah, that he'll have to bring karbanos. So the Mishnah talks about, several Mishnahs are going to talk about this topic. Kol sheyesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'yediyah b'sof v'helem b'netayim. If a person knew that he was Tameh before he did the Avera, and he knew that he was Tameh after he did the Avera, but while he was doing the Avera, while he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he forgot that he was Tameh. Hareze ba'olav yorid. He brings a karban olav yorid. Karban olav yorid depends on his level of wealth, what type of animal he's going to bring is dependent on what he can afford. Yesh b'yediyah b'tchila ve'in b'yediyah b'sof. If, however, a person was aware that he was Tameh before he did the Avera, but then after he did the Avera, he did not know that he was Tameh. He forgot about it while he was Tameh, and he still doesn't know about it. So he can't bring a korban now because he still doesn't know that he had done anything wrong. So Sayer Hanasa Bifnim Yom Kippurim Tola. So then the Seir LaHashem that's brought in Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur itself will keep him at bay. You know, keep the punishment at bay for a while. Ad Sheivadlo V'Yavibel V'Yarid until he realizes what he had done. And once he realizes what he did. What he had done, he'll bring a carbon. Olav yared Mishnah Gimel. If he had no idea that he was Tameh before he did the Avera, and then he did the Avera, he went into the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh, and then afterwards he realizes, Oivei, I was Tameh the whole time, then Seir Nasa B'chutz Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Then the Seir, that's the Seir La'azazel, and Yom Kippur is Mechaper for that Avera. There's no need to bring a Karban Olav Yored or anything like that. He doesn't have to bring any personal Karban. The Karbanos of Yom Kippur and the Yom of Yom Kippur are Mechaper for him. So Shenemar Milvad Chatasa Kippurim, because the pasuk says that about the Musaf of Yom Kippur, Milvad Chatasa Kippurim. So since the Mishnah says that these two karbanos, the Torah tells us Al Masha Zemechaper Zemechaper, the same thing that the Seir Lifnim is Mechaper for, the Seir LaAzazel is also Mechaper for Ma Pnimi and Mechaper Al Dover Sheish B'Yedia, Afachitin Mechaper Al Dover Sheish B'Yedia. Just like the Seir Lifnim is Mechaper for something that a person had some knowledge of, meaning that he knew before he had done the Avera that he was Tameh, so too the Seir La'azazel is Mechaper for something that he has some knowledge of. What's the some knowledge? Knowledge after he had done the Avera, that in fact he had done the Avera. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis we had said that any time you have Yediyah B'tchila and Besof and you just forgot that you were Tameh in between, you bring Karban Olav Yared. If you knew beforehand that you were Tameh but you didn't know afterwards that you were Tameh, so then the Seir LaHashem and Yom Kippur will keep the punishment at bay until you could bring a Karban Olav Yared. If you didn't know beforehand that you were Tameh, but you did know afterwards that you are Tameh, then the Seir LaAzazel is fully Mechaper for you, because if the Seir LaHashem could be fully Mechaper for a case where you had some knowledge at some point, then the Seir LaAzazel is going to be Mechaper for a case as well where you had some knowledge at some point. And that knowledge is by the Seir LaHashem before the knowledge is before you did the Avera, and by the Seir LaAzazel that knowledge is after you did the Avera. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.